welcome to the presentation for Fluidra's results for the financial year 2015. My name is Cristina Del Castillo. I'm the Director of Investor Relations and Shareholder Relations of Fluidra. The presentation will be made by Mr. Luc Blanes, Executive Chairman, and Mr. Xavier Tintoret, Corporate General Director. The documentation will be available in our webpage under the late results. It has also been sent this very morning to the Stock Exchange authorities, and you can find it in the Stock Exchange's webpage. The recording of this multi-conference will be available the following working day under the company's webpage under shareholders and investors. Let's start the presentation. I give the floor to Mr. Eloy Planes. Thank you, Christina. Good morning and welcome to the results presentation of Fluidra. We started 2015 focusing on sales growth and the growth of results, and we ended it with a very positive evolution. In November, we shared with all of you our strategic plan for 2018. We are well aware about the importance of these first quarters to reach the growth and profitability figures that we showed in our plan. We have finished 2015 with some magnificent figures well aligned with these targets. We ended the year with a sales growth above 9%. In general terms, all of the world markets are behaving favorably except for China. The evolution of Europe and Australia, which as a whole grow at double-digit rates and which account for more than two-thirds of all of our sales, this gives us a perspective of great solidity and trust to reach the goals defined in our plan. This positive trend, which we started recording during the second half of 2014, has continued throughout the year, and it speeded up during the fourth quarter and at the beginning of 2016. As you can see on page 3, sales reached €647 million, which involves a growth rate of 9% compared to 2014. The company's EBITDA is at €72.2 million. The EBITDA's evolution, once adjusted by perimeter and the capital gains realized in 2014, is above 24%, which more than doubles the sales growth. On the other hand, the net profit is of €13 million compared to the €6 million the previous year. And in a year of such big growth, the company has shown its capacity to manage the working capital needed for the year's operations, and it has been able to generate more than €26 million free cash. The expansion of the EBITDA together with the cash generation has allowed us to place our net debt over EBITDA multiples at 2.2 times, thus absorbing this figure in the payment for the acquisition of Waterlinks. We have finished an excellent financial year, both in terms of the figures we have shared so far with you, together with the company carried out throughout the campaign. Today, Fluidra is a much more solid company, and it is reinforced in international markets, and it has a unique position in these markets. A proof of that is that Fluidra has kept on creating and building up its own future, as you can see on page number 4. We have acquired 72% of Waterlinks, the leading company in the South African market and the biggest company in the African continent. Waterlinks has a turnover of €32 million with an EBITDA margin of €4.3 million. If we add up our current activity in the country, this brings us to a figure above €35 million in terms of sales. Woodlings is a strategic acquisition, both in terms of the strength in the South African market as its influence on the countries in its environment. With its industrial base and its 10 branches, Woodlings brings forth leadership with a market share of 32%, the sixth in the pool stock market, and it turns us into a point of reference in the African continent. Additionally, I'd like to highlight the opening of Vietnam as a support for the growth of the South Eastern Asian region, and also the entry of Australia in the chemical water chemical treatment market through price chemicals. And as I've said, well, as I mentioned at the beginning, in November 2015, we shared with you our strategic plan 24-2018. We're fully convinced that we will reach the goals defined in that plan. We have started this road with a very solid basis, and the market perspectives are quite promising. Now we are focusing on the accurate and agile implementation of this plan. Now I'm going to give the floor to the CGD, Mr. Xavier Tintoré, who will explain in greater detail the results of the financial year. Thank you very much indeed, Aloy. And next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results we have obtained in 2015. On page number 5, we will start by analyzing the evolution of the main lines in the group's P&L account. I'd like to highlight that the accounts show reflect 5 months of the South African company Waterlinks activity. In order to clarify its impact and also to clarify the divestments carried out in 2014, we will show a constant perimeter evolution. The sales figure grows by 9%, which in constant currency would imply a growth rate of 5.8%. If we eliminate the perimeter change effect, the growth is of 8.7% in current currency and 5.4% in constant currency. In the next slide, we shall analyze composition of the sales figure by geographic areas and business units. The gross margin reaches 427.9 million, 50.7%, which is slightly below the previous year. As we mentioned in the previous quarters, this ratio reflects the impact of the evolution of the American dollar and the Chinese renminbi in the purchase of raw materials and components, which are partially compensated with actions in price management on the sales side. Operational expenses before provisions and amortizations reach 250.7 million, 23 million more than in the previous year. Out of this increase, 6.1 million are caused by foreign currency. 5.2 million are the capital gains of the divestment program, and 2.4 million are the net figure of the perimeter change. The rest, 4.1%, belongs to investments in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, and also variable increases due to sales growth. The provisions for insolvency reach 5.1 million euro, i.e. 0.8% of sales, with reductions in provisions in the European area mainly. The greater volume and improvement of provisions compensate for the OPEX differential, and they explain the improvement in EBITDA, which goes from 75.7 to 72.2 million, growing by 9.9%. In this 72.2 million euro EBITDA, the contribution made by Waterlinks is of about 2 million euro once we have eliminated the integration costs. Thus, if we adjust the effects of the divestments carried out in the previous year, the restructuring expenses which last year were reported outside of the EBITDA, and we equalize the perimeter, the EBITDA would go from 56.4 to 70.2 million euro, which implies a growth rate of 24.4%. The year's amortizations reach 46 million euro, which are significantly above the year's capex value, because this figure includes intangible amortizations belonging to purchases carried out in previous years, and also 7 million euro in terms of the deterioration of the goodwill of the Aqua Group, which belongs to the manufacturing and sale of pool cleaners. This impairment is the result of our weakness in the weakness of our business in the American market. Financial expenses reflect two extraordinary issues. On the one hand, they show the impact of the new financing contract signed in February for the next 5 years, with a write-off of the commissions outstanding from the last loan and the opening of the new one, which reached 4.8 million. On the other hand, the revaluation of the outstanding earn-out of the Aqua Group, which we have placed at €18 million, has generated an extraordinary financial income of €9.1 million. Sorry, we were left without sound. Sorry about that. But for all of these, the net profit reaches €13 million, 95.7% above the previous years. On page number 6, you can see the evolution of sales by geographic areas. We still have sound problems, sorry about that. So, as I was saying, we are on page 6, and here you can see the sales evolution by geographic areas. Spain is behaving very well for the campaign, with a growth rate of 11.4%, with a good performance of the professional installers channel, both in swimming pool, irrigation and water treatment, and a growth rate which is a bit below in the large surface channel. Southern Europe falls by 5.1%, which once adjusted for divestitures, it would be a positive growth rate of 4.2%, with a confirmation of the better evolution of our operations in France during the second half of the year. Northern and Central Europe still have a similar performance to the one we recorded in the first half year, which are well supported by the good growth rate in the United Kingdom and weaker performance in Central Europe. Eastern Europe shows good performance in Poland, the Balkans and Hungary, which do not show due to the devaluation of the Russian ruble, which turns a growth rate in constant currency from 9.5% to 3.8%. Asia and Australia show a growth rate of 13.8%, which is a result of two different situations. On the one hand, China shows a reduction in its activity level, both in terms of fluid handling and in swimming pools, with a sudden slowdown, which also affects some neighboring markets. On the other hand, the activity in the rest of the area shows a very positive evolution, highlighting a double-digit growth rate in the Australian market. In the rest of the world, the growth rate of 33.4% reflects the inclusion of Waterlinks. If we exclude this effect, the growth rate will be 7%, which in constant currency would be a growth rate of 2.8%. On page number 7, we show the evolution of the different groups' business units. Well aligned with the strategic plan which we presented in November, as of now, we will follow up the groups' business units with this new structure. Residential pools reflect the equipment and components necessary for the construction, maintenance and upgrade of small-sized swimming pools for domestic use sold through the professional channel and large department stores. Commercial pools include equipment for construction, maintenance and upgrading both in competition swimming pools as well as hotels, wellness centers, aquaria, fountains and aquatic parks. Water treatment includes all of the consumables needed to maintain under good conditions the water in swimming pools and also treatment equipment for water like electrolysis and ultraviolet systems. Finally, fluid handling for pools includes valves and different materials used for its construction or repairing. The irrigation unit and domestic water treatment unit include irrigation equipment for domestic use or in green areas for commercial installations and purification areas in domestic or commercial environments. These are products are commercialized taking advantage of the distribution capacity of the professional channel in swimming pool networks. Finally, the industrial unit includes the fluid handling activity in industrial product ranges and also other sales carried out in order to take advantage of the production capacity of the plants during the low season. In swimming pool, the good performance of commercial pools and residential pools, supported in both cases by growth rates in the filtration, pumping and wellness equipment categories. Water treatment grows at 21% thanks to the acquisition of Water Links and a very good performance in the large summer campaign in the Northern Hemisphere. The evolution of other areas, the other business areas, are highly influenced by the divestment of Irigaray in June 2014, including this one. The activity level is good with growth rates, single-digit growth rates in irrigation, whereas domestic water treatment has double-digit growth rates. The industrial business unit presents decrease due to the slowdown of the fluid handling activity in the Asian area. On page number 8, we show the group's working capital. I'd like to make a comment about a relevant aspect in terms of the accounting of the earn-out of Aqua. Given that we are in the window for the implementation of this earn-out, its accounting has gone from liabilities, long-term liabilities, to short-term liabilities, and it includes the other liabilities short-term in the net working capital. That's why we reached an amount of 170 million euros. And in order to understand Water Links, we have to adjust both effects, and therefore the net working capital growth is 5.7 million or 3.2%, which is significantly below the sales evolution. Now, in order to calculate the percentage over sales invested in working capital, which is one of the variables of our strategic plan, we will only exclude Aqua's earnout, and therefore the ratio reaches 28.9%, which implies a very good evolution compared to the previous year. And the improvements are to be seen in the three chapters, given that it has evolved much better than what the sales figure has done. On page number 9, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. In this slide, I'd like to highlight two factors. On the one hand, the free cash flow generation before acquisitions, which reached almost 27 million euro in a year of strong sales growth and a strong investment, mainly associated to the transfer of the plant to Australia in order to face the constant increase of our business in the area and the development of information systems in the group. On the other hand, the net financial debt evolution, which reaches 162.3 million euro, it represents a multiple of 2.2 times EBITDA. Even after having paid the acquisitions for 15.4 million, due mainly to the acquisition of Water Links and the contingent payment of Yuli. And fluid risk balance is still a very solid one, and it allows us to face the challenges posed by the strategic plan from a very good position indeed. Finally, on page number 10, we showed two small-sized acquisitions of the goodwill carried out at the beginning of this year. On the one hand, we acquired the know-how and the goodwill of the French company EGT Aqua for the manufacturing and sale of wooden swimming pools. This acquisition allowed us to reinforce our presence in the mass market channel, and it reinforces our leadership position in the French swimming pool market. On the other hand, we have acquired the assets and the know-how of Sumitros, a Spanish design, manufacturing and installation company for ornamental fountains, which will reinforce our strategy in the commercial pool industry, which is a very significant growth axis in our strategic plan. So without any further ado, I'm going to give back the floor to our executive chairman, Mr. Lord Planet, for him to conclude the presentation. Thank you, Xavier. We ended 2015 in a very solid manner. The foundations that really the foundations of our strategic plan have been reinforced and consolidated with the figures that we have just shared with you. You can verify on slide number 11 the long road we have already traveled in order to reach the 2018 targets defined in our strategic plan. During this first year of the plan, the company has progressed significantly in terms of sales and EBITDA, where the progress is of about 40% per target, whereas in the net working capital percentage over sales, we have reached 70% of our target. the ROCE, calculated by excluding the write-off of the goodwill of the EBIT, reaches 53% of our target. We are fully convinced that with our main market showing good growth rates, we can really reach our plan. As I've told you, we are today highly focused on a very accurate and agile implementation of this plan. If we now go to page number 12 and as a conclusion, I would like to point out the following. In 2015 has been an excellent year from all points of view for Fluidra. The fourth quarter has been very positive indeed, and this trend continues during the first months of 2016. And this growth rate is also transferred to an improvement in the company's operational results. In homogeneous terms, the year's EBITDA has grown almost three times more than its sales. The data for 2015, the stability in Europe, and the opportunities internationally make the company to focus on its growth, both in terms of sales and profitability. As we pointed out in our strategic plan, we're highly focused on our swimming pool and wellness activity, and we are looking for greater depth in all of our product categories, in all of our geographic markets, and we implement homogeneously our best practices in every case. The plan's execution will bring us to an improvement in terms of efficiency and profitability. With the data for the end of 2015, together with the sales figures for the first few months of 2016, we want to repeat our prospects for 2016. We will place our sales between 675 and 690 million euro. We will increase our profitability and we will place our EBITDA between 81 and 85 million. The net financial debt will be placed naturally around twice or two times EBITDA. Our goal is not to go beyond the 2.2 times after acquisitions that are not included in the target figures mentioned beforehand. Now, yes, we want to thank you for your participation in this multi-conference, and we will be delighted to answer any questions you may have for us. Thank you very much indeed. So we shall now start the Q&A. Go ahead, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A will start now. If you want to ask a question, please press 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to remind you that in order to ask a question, you will need to press 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. There are no questions, neither in Spanish nor in English. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. So this is the end of the multi-conference. We thank you for your participation. Have a good day.